Esty, you finally made it. I was getting worried that maybe something had happened to you. I know, I'm a warrior. Especially when it comes to you. But I'm just protective. Anyway, come on, come inside. I want you out of the rain. You'll catch a cold otherwise, and I can't have that. Not for you. Mm-hmm. You're not allowed to get sick. Besides, I've got a special night planned for you. Do you want a drink or something? I bought loads of snacks for our little movie night. We're gonna cuddle under the duvet and we'll have lots of super soft pillows. Doesn't that just sound like the perfect kind of night that you'd want to spend with your best friend? Exactly. Oh, it's going to be absolutely perfect. I'll go get some snacks ready. Why don't you get the film set up, bestie? So, how have things been with you? I remember that you mentioned having trouble with someone, right? What was it all about, anyway? Uh-huh. Yeah. Ah. Oh, what a delightful person. I can't say I like the sound of this person very much. Who are they to speak to you like that? Yeah, sure, good point. To anyone like that, of course. How long has this person been giving you trouble for, anyway? That's an awfully long time. You should have brought them to my attention sooner. I might have been able to do something about them. Oh, nothing. Don't worry about it, bestie. I am glad to have you over, you know. It's been too long since we've done something like this. Why? When was the last time we hung out? Oh yeah, that was fun. You were talking a lot about other guys that you were into, if I recall correctly, though. No matter at all. Say, are you ready to watch the film? I picked out your favorite. Of course I know all your favorites. I know everything about my best friend. That's my job, isn't it? Exactly. Sometimes it feels like you want me to memorize those details, or you drop the hints for me to remember them. You ready? Good. This is going to be very fun. I'm sure you'll love it. Oh, and bestie? I have your drink here. Rise and shine. You're in my basement, silly. Where else would you be? Are you comfortable? I've tried to do up the room for your stay here. Honestly, I'm kind of glad to finally get some usage out of this basement. It was so pointless before. But now, this is going to be your room. Oh, I should probably explain, shouldn't I? So basically, I'm very in love with you. Like, really in love with you. I've loved you since we first met, and I've been planning this for kind of a while. I wasn't sure if I had it in me. I didn't think I actually had the bones to actually kidnap a person, let alone you. I thought that was all, you know, really bad things to do, but the more we spoke and the more we spent time together, I just kind of felt it all fall into place in my head, you know? So I kind of just took the plunge. I realized I had to kill the weakness in me and do what was necessary to have you for the rest of my life. No, the rest of our lives. This is what I need to do. I see that now. So, I'm afraid that as much as I love you, you will never be allowed out of my sight again. I even installed cameras in the basement. You are mine now, and I can never let you go. I am doing this because I love you more than life itself. You've made me so happy in the time I've known you, and I cannot imagine a life without you. I just can't. I don't want to. What do you mean you already knew that I loved you? That can't be right. Ah. I was really that transparent, huh? You're very confusing. I mean, sometimes it felt like you were dropping hints or giving me signals that you were interested in me as well, but whenever I tried to pursue them, it's like you kept pulling the apple away from me. Every time I wanted a bite, you yanked it away. I was starting to feel like some sort of donkey following a carrot. It doesn't matter. You wouldn't do something like that to me. That would be crazy talk. Oh, and all that talk of stupid, cute other boys? Oh, that drove me insane. I never understood why you kept talking about them. Didn't you realize I didn't like it when you would do that? Wasn't it obvious that I was always right here? Not these other guys who could never understand you as well as I do? What do you mean, yes? What, you knew I didn't like it? So what was the whole point of... It doesn't matter. It can't matter now. They can't have you. Only I can have you. And now, I've made sure of that. Yes, of course I've made sure of it. What do you mean by that? Do you doubt my plan or something? Look at you. You're trapped in my basement. No one can hear you scream down here. No one will find you here. Yes, I'm sure. Police? The police? It won't matter. They won't find you because, oh, your phone. No, I didn't disable it. Yeah, I guess this would be the first place the police would search. Oh, damn it, you've got at this. Well, I can't just let you go. That would be... No. I guess I don't really have another choice. But I don't want you to leave me. How the hell did you just get out of the ropes? Please, sit back down. Please, I don't want you to leave me already. I know I kind of messed up the kidnapping part, but please, can't you just go along with it or something? Darling? What are you... What was that for? No, of course I'm not complaining. I've been dreaming of that moment my entire life. Or rather, since I met you. But my life sort of began when I met you. So it's basically the same thing, really. Wait. Does this mean you actually like me too? And you aren't pulling my leg or anything? You really mean this? Oh... Oh my gosh. Yes, I... So, kidnapping you was kind of unnecessary then. I'm sorry. I'm sorry about all of this. But look, you have to understand, this stuff is difficult for me. Look, you've known me for a while now. I find it really difficult talking to most people. It doesn't come naturally to me. You've always understood me. Asking you out was always such a daunting task. I really couldn't have ever done it. Kidnapping you was the only way. What do you mean by that? You know. I'd almost start to think that you actually wanted me to go through with this. That can't possibly be true, right? I mean, you're such a sweetheart. You have a heart of gold. You would never... You did. Didn't you? Oh. Well, how did you get out of the ropes? Amateur? I beg your pardon. I'm starting to think I should be more scared of you or something. I never thought I would say this, but I really don't think I like the smile on your face right now. What exactly is going on inside your head? Darling, what are you planning? How long have you been playing this game with me? I don't understand. Why all the talk of the other boys? Why did you drive me to do something like this in the first place? This isn't even who I am. I would never have dreamed of keeping someone against their will. I don't even like hurting people. That long? I don't understand. Why are you doing this? If you were interested, you could have just asked me out. We could have avoided all of this. Learn? Learn what? Well, what exactly do you want to teach me? Oh, come on. The ropes I tied around your wrist couldn't have been that bad. Sure, they could have been better, and I suppose you did break out of them relatively easily, but... Well, yes, I suppose I could do with someone teaching me. Then again, I don't see why that's going to be very important. I mean, if I have you now, then there's no need for me to tie you up again. Not unless you want me to. I still don't understand. How is it going to be relevant soon? I don't need to tie anyone. Oh. The other ones. The other boys. The ones bothering you. I mean, I love you and all. I'd do anything for you, I think. I don't think I have it in me to do that to someone. I mean, I did lace your drink and tie up in my basement, but I don't think I have it in me to do that to someone. Yes, of course I'd do anything for you. I love you after all, I just... My hair. That feels so good. Oh, to be pet like this by you of all people. This is bliss. This is everything I've ever dreamed of. Oh, to be loved like this. by someone as perfect as you. This is the most wonderful, incredible feeling I've ever experienced. Why did you stop? That was the best thing I've ever felt in my entire life. Please, keep going. But I want your love. Please don't deprive me of something so wonderful. You can't be serious. You can't just withhold head pats until I... You know. No. No, of course I don't want them to be anywhere near you. Only I deserve you. You make me happy. You came into my life and made me the happiest I've ever been. I never want to allow those other guys to ruin my perfect future with you. Yes. One of them was giving you trouble. Wasn't he? And he did upset you. He did hurt the one I love the most. The one who I would do anything for. No, I can't let him get away with something like that. He needs to pay for trying to take my love from me. He would never treat you the way I treat you. He would never love you the way I love you. And he doesn't understand you like I do. No. He needs to die. I see that now. I love you too. Oh, I've always wanted to hear you say those words to me. And you promise there'll be more if I do as you say? If I dispose of those unworthy souls who think they deserve a shot with you? You promise? Then, in that case, I promise that they will all die. Every single one of them. No, I've never killed anyone before. Of course I haven't. What are you getting at? No, I don't know where to hide the bodies or do any of that stuff. I'm sorry. I'm not doing a very good job at this. I wanted to be the perfect boyfriend for you, and I'm already messing it all up. I just... Oh, darling. Your reassurance makes me feel so much better. But I still don't know how to do all of those violent things. Okay. Bring them here. Makes sense. You might have to show me how to do the ropes, though. I guess I'm not as good as I thought I was. And then what? What about the... you know... Okay. I'll leave it to you to show me. I'll get it all right for you. I'll make sure no one can separate us. I will be perfect for you. I'll be everything you deserve. Oh, the petting. This is my reward. This is my reward for being a good boy. I will be the best boy. And we will be the best couple there ever was. I love you, darling. I love you so much. Hey, babe. How come you know about this stuff? Have you done this before? What do you mean, don't ask questions I don't want the answer to?